Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another White House shakeup. Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin is out, being replaced by President Trump's doctor, Ronnie Jackson.
Another member of the Trump cabinet getting the boot. As we say, Shulkin is on his way out. Joining us on the news line, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. So, okay, Shulkin, I know he was under investigation, Stephen, for spending some money. Is that really why he got canned?
I'm not sure, guys. And there's more to this story, that's for certain. It's not just the fact that he had a white-hot spotlight on a trip that he took to Europe last summer with his wife. They had tickets to Wimbledon. This was the subject of an Inspector General report that came out in February. And it, you know, plays into the notion that, David Shulkin is a swamp dweller. And the president was elected to drain the swamp. But there's more to the story, and that is a roiling debate within this administration. Many conservatives inside this White House and outside of it, just as importantly, believe that David Shulkin did not aggressively enough push the conservative goal of privatizing the veterans' health care system, the $200 billion annual budget system that serves 9 million veterans. There are many conservatives who feel that it ought to be, in part, well, dismantled, and that care transferred to the private sector. The American Legion is a veteran service organization that opposes this staunchly. They issued a statement last night thanking David Shulkin for the meaningful, positive changes that he made.
And as far as the president's choice to replace Shulkin, Ronnie Jackson, who is the White House doctor, a high regard for him as a physician, but questions about his experience to lead this huge agency.
Well, right. No doubt about his qualifications as a physician. I mean, he's been a White House physician who served three presidents, and he's no slouch. I mean, he's a rear admiral in the Navy, and he's certainly at the very upper echelons of the military medical system. But Democrats question his qualifications. I mean, as I mentioned, this is a cabinet agency with a $186 billion annual budget. It treats 9 million veteran patients each year. It's the second largest government health care system. And there is really not a lot of experience that Dr. Jackson can point to, other than the fact that he's run the White House medical office here, that he knows how to run a major bureaucracy. So Democrats are going to call attention to that at his confirmation hearing, to be sure.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.